I'm telling you, I'm day to day. I'm working on, but hey.
Me too.
I'm telling you, I'm not even working on some of these shits. I'm just jumping in on the Zoom calls. And now I'm contributing. Like, Nick, don't accidentally loop me into shit unless you don't want an invoice, my nigga. Don't accidentally loop me into nothing. Hey, man, because I'm showing up to the Zoom. I'm showing up to both. Y'all ain't come to the night one. What happened? Oh, we canceled that one. I said I was out of the loop on that one.
But I swear that's like working for a company 101. When you be in the loop, you be like, damn, I gotta know everything that's going on. Soon as something happened that you're not in, you be like, motherfuckers don't tell me shit around this guy.
Right.
I get no respect. Put me on every fucking email chain. Like, it be.
You didn't think that's something I needed to know?
All right, so this story really made me mad. A Texas woman was jailed for having an ineligible vote. So Crystal Mason was sentenced to 5 years in prison for a mistaken vote in 2016 that wasn't even actually counted. 4 years ago, Mason was on supervised release, you know, pretty much similar to probation after she did some tax fraud. She didn't know that Texas prohibits felons from voting until they finish their sentence entirely. And her mom encouraged her to vote, so she was running late from work, but she still went, got it done. She was so excited. And then, like a year later, a police officer came to her in the lobby of her work and was like, are you Crystal Mason? She's like, yeah. They're like, oh, you voted illegally. You have to go to jail. And during the trial, her probation officer, the person who was supervising her, was like, yeah, we never informed her that she can't vote. That's something that we don't really even tell people. And he said this in court. And the judge, the general attorney, everybody still prosecuted her. And they only had, they had a 1 day trial with no juries. Texas is one of the 48 states that strip people with felony convictions of their right to vote. And I want to tell you guys who
was
actually.
Was she black?
Yes, she was black.
Of course
and this
she
is
was.
It. This is in the Tarrant County.
That's my area.
And the district attorney for that is Sharon Wilson, who chose to prosecute Crystal for the crime of illegal voting. And on March 28, 2018, Crystal appeared before Judge Gonzalez for a bench trial. And yeah, she was sentenced to 4 years. She served some months of it. But after that, you know, she's a mother of three, too. So she's a mom. She lost her job. She lost her house. She lost everything. And mind you, the vote that she put in didn't even count because she wasn't even registered to vote because she's a felon. So her vote doesn't even count. But this is a part of the whole voter suppression thing that they're saying they're trying to make people afraid to vote, which is fucking terrifying me. And yeah, it's just pretty crazy. So she does have a petition for sign.org because this is kind of ruining her life and she's trying to get all the charges dropped so she can get hired and her life can get fixed. This is insane. And there's a lot of cases like this actually that have happened.
Yeah, man. That's crazy because it's literally, like, as a black person, you can't make a mistake.
Yeah.
You can't make a mistake. Like, I feel like that being black is never getting the benefit of the doubt. It's never getting a good bounce. It's never getting them to call the ball in when it's, like, you never gonna fucking get that. And shit scared me just hearing that shit because I'm thinking, I said, hold up, I voted, did I got there?
And I'm sitting here like, I got my shit right here, too.
I got
anything. Am I gonna do it?
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm nervous. Shit.
Yeah. Imagine literally she went to jail and served months in jail. She has kids. Because I vote, like, y'all can let that shit go. It was an accident. The people say it was an accident. But she says that her neighbors testified against her. And she said that they're all white people. She's like one of three black families in this neighborhood. And they've had racial tension for years. So her neighbor who volunteered is like an election poll person who's monitoring the polls that day. Actually testified in court like, no, she was aware. She knew what she was doing. She tried to do fraud. So
what
are you trying to get out of that, though? Like, what am I winning? Like,
putting right. you in jail, I guess. I don't. It's psychotic to me. The judge, the district attorney, everybody. And the prosecutor was telling them, like, make an example out of her for everybody who's trying to do voter fraud and blah, 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 blah. I'm like.
Wow.
Yeah, that is that's fucking wild. I knew that if you had a felony, there was a difficulty with you voting, but I didn't know.
Depends on the state. It depends on your state.
Well, I mean, and say here, one of 48, it ain't but 50 states in the country. So that means all of them, with the exception of two states, and one of them probably something like Hawaii or some weird shit like that, or Alaska.
No, some places you can vote with a felony as long as your sentence is completed. Right. In some places, you can't vote at all with a felony, no matter even if your shit is completed. So it's like different laws all around different places. So for her to be expected to know that her shit, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, my thing is, like, even with that, I didn't know it was, like, illegal. It's different between you're not allowed and it's illegal. I felt like, hey, your vote just won't count. But the fact that if you do it, you go to jail?
That's
show up.
It's your job.
That's insane.
Y'all should stop me.
How would y'all feel in court if your probation official is literally telling the judge, we didn't tell her that this is violating her probation, and we never tell anybody, actually. And they say, how would you feel sitting in court? Like, I would want to scream. Like, that's, I would want to go fucking crazy.
I mean, yeah. It's never a fun time in court. You know, there's never as that's it's never fun. I don't even care if you're just suing somebody for some money. You wish you'd rather not have to do it. But yeah, we get a bad shake in court all the time, and it's always amazing to see just how extreme shit can get. Like, wait a minute, you mean to tell me that
I would sit there and be like, still, "This is cool."
I go to jail, and that's the thing. This was 2016, so it's not even like she was voting for Barack Obama, which I give. It's like, you little black bitch, you voted for that nigga. Oh my God. You to jail. She voted for either this white man or this white woman, and they sent her ass to jail. And this is fucked up because it's a lot of people already like, man, I ain't voting no matter. Right. And now to hear that if you vote, you might go to jail 5-6 years later. This is not good.
Well, you see how they do it. You see how they do it. We got felonies. We the ones worried. Most of us think we can't vote if you got a felony. They saying check your local law. You check the local law, but let your law not be checked out all the way, and your ass got to sit down for however long. Yeah. So.
And it's really fucked up.
That shit's fucking crazy.
It is messed up.
And it's Texas really fucked up.
Wrong for that shit. Texas, y'all know y'all wrong for that shit. Mm-hmm. I'm very embarrassed to be from there right now. Tarrant County, y'all are wrong. Y'all know damn well y'all shouldn't have did that woman like that. You shouldn't have did nobody like that if they didn't have kids and shit, you know? But to do that, that's just like hateful. People be mad at their own situations and they take it out on their job, fool. And it's stupid. That's all
they just got. No, Texas is known. There's a lot of cases like this in Texas. They're very known for voter suppression, and It's just racist as fuck out in Texas. I've never seen so many Trump pants. Like, it was a big billboard with a Photoshop, like, communist, like, Chinese hat on Joe Biden. And it's like, China Joe has to go. Trump for president. Like, an actual huge billboard in Texas. So, yeah, this is the fucking state that would do something like this. Absolutely.
And you knew what's crazy.
I didn't even know they was calling him China Joe. Yeah. These niggas got nicknames. What the fuck? All right. My bad.
I can think of another person who lived in Texas who did some shady shit when it came to voting in elections that they didn't put in jail. I don't know. George W. fucking Bush. He lived there. Remember in 2004? I don't know when he stole the presidency and nobody locked his ass up. In fact, you just gave him 4 more years in the chair, but you locked this black woman up with fucking kids because she voted for 2 white people that I'm sure she didn't give a fuck about? Wow. Right. Crazy. Right. Texas, get your shit together. Beyonce, I need you to go down there.
Hey, Z, send me a package. Hey,
go ahead, buy
it. Meg Thee Stallion, I need you to twerk for change, goddammit. You shake that monkey till this woman is out of jail or got her shit together.
Come on, man.
Badu, go down there and put that Baduism on them.
Right.
Help, Texas.
Yeah. You gotta do something, because this ain't it.
Okay, so Jay-Z launches his own cannabis brand. His brand is called Monogram, made in partnership with California brand Caliva. Okay, the model is redefining standards of weed growing. It includes flowers as well as pre-rolls. There's no date yet on when the brand will extend beyond California or exact strains and products that consumers will be able to try, but it's coming soon enough. Other rappers with cannabis brands include Snoop Dogg, Dr. Green Thumb by Be Real, Chavant by Post Malone, and Drake has hinted at having his own Canadian cannabis brand called More Life. So again, Jay-Z coming out with a weed company called Monogram. And if you don't know what mono stands for, it stands for one. And if you don't know how much a gram costs, that's $10. This nigga selling dime bags all the way back from the genesis of Jay-Z to the top. He was selling dime bags then, and now he's selling dime bags with white boys. Get your money, Jay-Z. That's what I like to see. They also actually are doing a program to mentor different groups of people who need help that's in California and outside of California. So after you get high and you start thinking about all your problems, they'll mentor your shit.
Well, the high is the help. You know what I'm saying? Like, he did it all in one, you know?
Right.
And 1 gram, that's what you start with. Then you elevate. So damn, that's cool. He, like, started at the bottom, down here type shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
I think it's tight that he, you know, is getting into the cannabis game. I also think there's a lot of rappers who don't know that local weed men are saying this is their strain, because I swear to God, my weed man be like, just that money bag, yo. I'm like, fuck out of here. No, it's not. Just that yeah. They don't be having no strains or nothing. But aside from that, does Jay-Z smoke?
Yeah, you know, sometimes that's he gotta roll a joint to this one.
Yeah. When there's nothing to do, just once in a blue.
He rolled the J's up.
Thick for my sober mind to cut through. Yeah, hey. He got a few little songs. He say little shit, but he ain't no, he don't smoke like we smoke.
Right, yes,
you hear me? No, I'm just
I didn't know if Jay-Z smoked or not. I think it is very interesting that he's coming out with a whole brand of it. And I know a lot of other rappers have had it, but it will be interesting to see what happens when the biggest rappers start doing it. Like I said, I do find it funny that it's called Monogram, because they even say in the article that they specialize in small batches. Like, nigga, what does that mean? Like,
that means they doing it for the little people. Everybody want to come in. Gary Payton costs $1 million in the damn weed store. You know what I'm saying? It's just ridiculous. I ain't even tried the nigga.
It means the opposite, I think. I think they're going to grow it in smaller batches, meaning, like, you know, they have cage-free eggs or, like, the hormone-free chicken. This is, like, organic weed. They're not going to put chemicals on it to grow it fast.
Look, which means it's probably going to cost more. I'm going to tell you something right now. Grow that shit in the motherfucking dirt.
In the dirt.
Grow that shit in the dirt, but it's got to be the best dirt. Yeah. The dirt got to be the motherfucking best. You got to get wherever vegetables and shit grow the best and get that motherfucking dirt. And I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to be out of here. Jay-Z, they already say the shit is rapper weed and rapper shit, and rappers need to capitalize off that shit, because white people been able to make so much money off of it while we done had to sit up in jail for unfair sentences just for having a monogram. Like,
we need to get out of there. We need
a monogram. They took me to jail. Like, I said, baby, that's a monogram. I said, what are you, you speak Spanish? I said, that's an unogram.
That's an unogram. That's an una.
Go.
Yeah, dog. It seemed like they get ready to grow this shit indoor, because they talking about having the best water and small harvest batch, and they're going to be controlling the humidity. I don't smoke weed, so I don't know what humidity control means, but it sounds interesting.
Sounds like it's about to be sticky.
I guess.
That shit there. He going to take it back to dro. He going to take it back to old school weed when motherfuckers were smoking dro, and motherfuckers were smoking on that goddamn chocolate tie. If you can bring back some of them vintage flavors, niggas gonna smoke them shits like Jays, nigga. I'm buying retro weed for the memory, nigga. If you got some real chocolate tie, I want it.
Give some granddaddy kush, you know what I'm saying?
Come on, I want some granddaddy perp from 2007. We gonna be cracking that bitch open like wine and shit. Look what I got. Oh, yeah, baby.
That'll impress me too. I'll be like, oh shit, bitch. He smokes from 2007, bitch.
Yes. The weed seller? Oh my God. If he got a weed seller, peace. Mia.
Oh, bitch, he won. He won. Oh, he won.
Come on.
Here's what I need from the situation, because wherever Jay-Z is, Beyonce is down the motherfucking block. So I know that, you know, when she was doing her Carter's album with him, recently has been talking about how she smoked weed, same as him, here and there.
Oh, really?
So the advertisements of Beyonce.
She gonna have some Ivy Park? She gonna have some Ivy Spark?
Yeah, Ivy Spark.
Oh, she gonna have some Ivy Spark? Come in a big box too.
Smoking on that bee, bitch.
Smoking on that Ivy Spark.
Trademark it now. That way they got to come and pay you.
Man, come on, Jay. You know me, Jay. You know me, man. You
this seen is me, man. Right.
The These TV been on rights. While I've been on, man. You know me. Man. Holler at me, man. The TV done been on while I've been on. You done seen that I was on. Holler at me, man. Holler at me, man.
The TV been on.
Come on, man.
But that nigga did come up in the Comedy Club one time. I did see, hey, Jake, what's up? You know what I'm saying? He came later. We waved like we knew each other. Hey, girl. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not a big weed smoker, but you know what? When this comes out, I think I'll go ahead and try it.
Shit, why not? Oh. Do it.
Live your life.
I mean, weed is like, weed is very, it's a lot for me. It's a lot to handle. It's not really fun, but you know what? If the GOAT doing it, then, you know, I mean, I'll give it a whirl, nigga. You got Beyonce. Maybe I can get Keisha Cole after smoking Jay-Z weed. You know, I can't get it like that, but I can get maybe I'll get, you know, Lil Mama.
Don't let nobody push you. Don't let nobody push you. If he don't smoke weed, it might be a good reason. He might have been like smoking in a pigeon coop. We don't know what his experience was. So
the last thing on this is, you know, we've been expecting this to be so great, but what if it comes out and it's some real Reggie, some real trash, some real dirt? Like,
oh, we gonna say it. We gonna say it. We smoking on Blueprint 3. This is a Blueprint 3. This is some Blueprint 3, man. This is not hitting how I thought it was going to be.
Blueprint 3?
This is Blueprint 3.
Don't say that. I fucked with that album, dog.
It's got some cuts. I'm just going.
That album got me from college.
But I'm just laying. Jay, you know you seen me on. You'd have been on. What, look.
Yeah. I mean, he is a businessman. So it's like, it would make sense to use your like high fame and your high market value to get rid of a lot of bullshit weed, and then they just be like, "Hey,
you can't have that on your name. You can't have that on your name." People take this.
He wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do that though.
Y'all say that, but I was one of the first group of title users, and that buffering was an atrocity. Trying to download music on that app was like, Jay-Z made that? Like, who?
Nigga, it's nigga you shit. Know he didn't and that make was the it. Beginning. Have you tried
you like this nigga was coding?
Like, nigga, we niggas. It take a minute.
He probably would have done a better job if he'd have done it. Whoever, I expect him to hire the top of the top. And if you come in for Apple, I expect him to have the resources to be able to come out with some good shit. But yeah, this could come out and be some title.
No, it ain't. She come out with glitches all the time. That's black shit. That was the big black shit to come out with. So yeah, it was gonna have some little bullshit. But at the end of the day, Tidal was going strong. And goddamn it.
I mean, Tidal, hey, 444 is on it. That's why I originally got it, you know. So I fuck with that. But I mean, being the first to something is always risky. I hate for them to be like trying to kill all the people who fuck with Jay-Z by poisoning the weed like they did an Undercover Brother with your chicken. So I'm going to wait till it's out for like 6 months, see if niggas start growing a third eyeball or some shit. And if nobody go crazy, then I'll try it. But I'm not going to be the first to try some famous
I'll be the first. Nigga, send me a curb package to wait. Beyonce send the goddamn Ivy Park. Precious will sit here, roll it up, break it down, talk about it. I'll do all that shit, Jay. If you want me to be the goddamn dummy in the lab, I'm here for you. I don't give a fuck. Shit. Wait, you should be going. Send me all that shit. I'm gone.
All that shit. Oh, shit. All right, y'all. Well, that was another episode of Half Woke. I hope that you woke up just a little bit more with us today. Make sure you leave a comment below, like this video, subscribe to the channel, and come back every Friday for a new episode. I'm Cynthia Luciette.
I'm Ron Taylor.
I'm Precious.
I'm Clayton English.
See you next time. Hey, thank you guys.
Get it.